Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Start.
Let me take a crack at it, Dougie. I'm going to guess O and K.
Really? But the real way to spell it is O K A Y.
I know. You are so smart.
Thank you very much. Let's see if we can find Kenny Kessler. He's pretty smart, too. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. And Jennifer Horn is here to mind her P's and Q's. Alex Haley, who was born on this date in 1921, responsible for our thought of the day today. Either you deal with what is the reality, or you can be sure the reality is going to deal with you.
Who wants to deal with reality?
Donald Trump wants to deal with the reality. Yesterday, he got a call from Roger Ailes. You've heard me talking about Roger Ailes, who is with the Fox News crowd, he's a household name. I have explained on any number of occasions that he's the one who runs. He was responsible for the conception of Fox News. He gets paid $23 million a year by Rupert Murdoch to make sure that what they have created is guarded and protected and run.
And they've done a good job. As far as cable news goes,
they have done an extraordinary job because Ailes is very smart, understands how to focus. He knows what people's habits are all about. Learned that as a political consultant and guru for people like Ronald Reagan. So he turned that into his pet in terms of politics, and his knowledge in terms of the media and how it works have made him an excellent choice to run Fox News. Very successful. Not always do these guys make perfect decisions, but it would appear there was a rift, and I saw this, and I think I said this on the air a few weeks ago. Roger Ailes had one feeling about Donald Trump and Rupert Murdoch another, and the two of them argued about it. Rupert Murdoch does not like Donald Trump, thinks he's a clown, and therefore has tried to steer whatever, I mean, he and his family control all kinds of corporate interests, billions of dollars worth of media in America and Australia and Europe. And so he's quite the force, but he and Ailes, as they disagreed, Ailes said, look, I don't know that he said, look, but I'm saying,
Man,
you better, this is the way the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing toward Donald Trump, so you're foolish to let your own personal feelings get in the way of this. Otherwise, we're going to have lost our credibility. That's what Ailes is concerned about, because there are a lot of people, think it or not, or like it or not, who have cast Megyn Kelly as the bad guy here.
Even though I think she was a henchman for Rupert Murdoch and for the feeling of the network.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because I don't think that these guys got to answer, you know. Just to add in here, I don't think that Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and Megyn Kelly got to pick all their own questions. I mean, people are begging Megyn Kelly, you know, like thinking that it was all her. But I think they definitely, I mean, there was an approval process on the questions that they went through.
There were some that were direct and driven. So, all right. Anyway, the point is that that Megyn Kelly is far more, her cachet, her standing, I don't know about her standing, but the value of her name has increased greatly because of all of this. She should thank Donald Trump.
No bad publicity.
The hoopla. So anyway, Donald Trump is now going to be treated fairly on Fox News. That's what the tweet says. So that tells us something about the process to begin with.
From now on?
Yeah, right, exactly. So what do we
have? And he's going to be on TV, I think, right?
Well, about two Fox programs this morning and tonight.
Yeah. Hannity, I think.
Yeah. And Hannity is taking his shots at him as well. So let's see how comfortable that is. Anyway.
And you heard Megyn Kelly address the whole issue last night.
No, I didn't. I don't care. I don't. I never have liked her as somebody who, she's just too full of herself, and it gets in the way of her and the work that she's supposed to be doing. I think Greta Van Susteren is much better than she is in many different ways. I think Hannity got moved around. I think Ailes pushed him around. His ratings were not that strong, and he wanted a blonde at 9 o'clock. So, hello.
Well, and he did that right, because she's been beating
her
O'Reilly.
Numbers are much better, right?
And here's why. She does a live show. Hannity and O'Reilly most of the time are on tape, and Megyn Kelly sits in the center of the two. And is live. I mean, why wouldn't you watch that?
Well, I don't know that most people think it's content more than anything else, whether it's live or it's not. I don't think that's really the. I don't think that's.
In any case, the recap of what she said is that she wasn't going to comment on the personal attacks, but she just said that apparently Mr. Trump thought the question I asked was unfair and felt I was attacking him. I felt he was asked a tough but fair question.
Well,
we agree to disagree.
What do you expect her to say? Nothing. All right, so let's move on to what's important about this, and that's what people are saying at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So you can run amok, Kenny. Help yourself.
Okay. Margaret says, I understand Trump's appeal to rank and file who are disgusted with milquetoast candidates, but he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it, and now that he brought... Yeah, he did, during
the
debate.
During the debate.
She brought it up in the question.
No, she didn't mention her name. She didn't mention Rosie O'Donnell.
Everybody knew. That's his most famous.
Well, but I don't think that's what you can. I don't think you can expect. I think that's where the whole women's issue stuff came from with regard to Trump. And he said, he put his finger up and he said, Rosie O'Donnell, he kind of smiled about it.
Yeah, and the whole room erupted.
Of course.
Anyway, okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway.
he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it. But now that he brought it up, I remember how appalling it was. His comment about Megyn Kelly is more of the same. We don't need a candidate that is so uncouth.
We need a candidate, whoever it is, whoever she or he is, that can turn this country around. This other stuff is nonsense and BS. Who cares about the nuance of some of these remarks? Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, and there aren't many people that are in this list, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, that can take the bull by the horns and make it a country that we are proud of again and that works. All right, keep going, Kenny.
Another Donald says, I have to admit I'm not a big fan of any of the candidates, but what Megyn Kelly did on the debate was in poor taste.
Yep, I agree with that. Okay, keep going.
Teresa says, it's also funny. Let Trump do his campaign as he wishes. Why do the rest of us care? Why are the other candidates pontificating about it?
Yeah, he's doing it. It's like Hillary Clinton was the biggest gainer out of the Fox, I don't call it a debate, whatever it was, presentation last week, because everybody was talking about her. So name recognition again, make sure you spell my name right, pronounce it right, that's all I care about. Next.
William says, after Thursday's ridiculous debate performance by Megyn Kelly, there will be no more Fox at my house.
All right, there you go. And I think there was enough of that's what shook Ailes. Murdoch up. There was enough of
on
that, enough
media,
of people
especially.
Saying what I said on the air to have them, whether there are 24 million people that watch that thing or not, people were PO'd at the way that it was, especially the bag job done in the first question.
Well, it was, honestly, it felt like they jumped him on the street. I mean, it was
bad. All right, what else, Kenny?
Vicky says, Fox is obviously scared that Donald Trump will be the next president, and they should be.
Why? What difference does it make? You think that Obama how many times has Obama been on Fox? I think it makes
too many
difference.
To count.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Not as a quote-unquote guest. Has he ever been on any Fox program?
Yeah, I remember before, it's an interesting question. I know he sat down with O'Reilly before the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, aired on CBS. Oh, no, it aired on Fox. Yes.
Okay. All right, what else, Kenny?
Jody says, where is the poll showing that women are actually offended by Trump? I'm offended by the media twisting words and speaking for us.
See, I think there's something to that. I think there's a whole... I know the person that I'm with is a rah-rah Trumper. To the nth degree. She loves Donald Trump and likes Carly Fiorina because they're saying what people have not heard, and is
your lady and I should get married.
The question comes on whether or not these people can make the words turn into deeds and actions. The last guy who's there now didn't. But it's, you know, so you're now gauging everything on what people say, although you can look at Donald Trump's performance in business, you can look at Carly Fiorina's performance in business, and maybe you come up with...
And you realize the common denominator between those two is they are not politicians.
Yep. All right, what else, Kenny? Keep going.
John says the blood remark was a low-class comment, but then again, that's what I've come to expect from Donald Trump.
I don't know about low class, but there are some things that he says or has said that I wish that he hadn't, frankly. And I'm going to bet that he wishes sometimes that he hadn't said some of the stuff that he said. But, you know, the other side of it is that it gets attention and it does shake things up because people want, look at the numbers here. And the numbers are not going down, they're going up for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, so
if anything, he's now even more of a clear front runner now that Jeb Bush and Scott Walker have dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, the poll that came out, the first one since the debate was an NBC News poll, and he's winning, I think, with 23% of the vote.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is in second place with like 13%.
Yeah, he did okay. So, Cruz did all right. Walker didn't do himself any good. I don't think Bush did himself any harm, but people looked at him and
Bush is out of the top five now.
They wanted to have something from him that they didn't get from him, and a lot of it has to do with immigration, I think. All right, so good job. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jennifer. And thanks to you. It's the 18 after the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Into focus on this date in history, the memories of the events of August the 11th, 1934. The first prisoners arrived at Alcatraz.
Well, hey there.
Yeah, interesting. It lasted only like 25 years, and it closed down in the early 60s. Seems to me like maybe 30
years. I
think
in the 60s, yeah.
Right.
Have you been there?
Yes.
I love it. It's so fun to go check it out. It's a fun thing.
What a weird feeling, the vibes, foot vibes.
It is. It does feel weird when you go inside. There's a weird feeling in the air.
Yeah.
But it's still very interesting.
Date in 1965, 34 people died, 3,000 arrested, $40 million in damage in the Watts area of Los Angeles. 6-day riot, which began on this day, caused by a minor confrontation between a California Highway Patrol officer and two young black men. So how does that fast forward into what has gone on or what is going on? You look at Ferguson, Missouri last night, again on edge, turmoil spreading, the police acting, they say, in self-defense, wounded an 18-year-old during a protest on Sunday night. So what has changed from this date 1965 to this date in 2015? I would say not enough. That'd be my read on it anyway. You were how old? You weren't even born yet, were you, in 65?
Nope.
New.
Right. Not for 13 more years.
Nope. On this date in 1984, President Reagan, preparing for his weekly radio broadcast during the testing of a microphone, he said, quote, "I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes." The remark was made during a time when technicians had the mic open. The president didn't think he was being heard. He was just testing. Funny, actually, that this would happen to a guy who started out his years as an adult as a sportscaster, and then, you know, television, film, that sort of thing. The remark bombed, but there was nothing serious came out of it. It just was embarrassing. All right. This date, 1992, the Mall of America opened in Bloomington, Minnesota. Still is the largest retail complex in America, I think, isn't it? Still? Mall of America?
So. Yeah.
I think so.
All right, so listen to this. On this date in 2002, U.S. Airways filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. When American Airlines filed for bankruptcy protection 2.5, almost 3 years ago, what's the airline that came in to take them over? U.S. Airways. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That 10 years later, they had run the airline. That's a terrible airline. And American's not getting any better being under the aegis of these guys. On this day, 2006, Mike Douglas died. How many people remember his Mike Douglas show? Television show?
I do, only because I'm a geek, but...
Yeah. Right.
I'm guaranteeing you ask anybody my age or younger, they'd be like, I'm sorry, Michael Douglas had a TV show? Right.
E-I-E-I-O. On this date, 2007, Mitt Romney won the Iowa straw poll. On this date in 2012, Romney announced that he had chosen Paul Ryan to be his vice presidential running mate. How about that for a memory? And this is the most awesome, and I say this with a capital A, can you believe it was a year ago today that Robin Williams died?
I cannot.
A year ago today.
Wow.
Robin Williams, the actor, the comedian, died, committed suicide in his home. I don't, a year ago. 28 minutes after the hour with some memories, this is Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. Sweet memory.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. Coming right up, why have so many Republican senators said they oppose the Iran nuclear deal even before they've read it?
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Bob Schrum. As congressional hearings into the Iran nuclear accord begin, why have so many Republican senators announced already they're against it even before they've read it?
I don't disagree with that. I mean, maybe it's the lawyer in me. I hate to comment on something I haven't read. Given the way that our politics is so polarized today, Mark, I think any Republican who's up for re-election in 2016 is going to have to say no to Obama, no to Obama's deal.
Well, I think Angus King is right. I think it's very irresponsible, I agree with Ron, of people to denounce this before reading it. And I think there's a lot of inflammatory rhetoric thrown around. I think this will go through. And it will go through the same way Obamacare went through without a single Republican vote.
That was your Both Sides Minute with Bob Schrum, premier speechwriter and author, and Ron
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
Situated, ready for conversation about the issues of the day, things that are going on. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about aspartame. What is it? Is it really what we have been told it is? What does it do? How important is it that Pepsi-Cola is getting rid of it?
Done.
No.
They're getting rid of it. They're done. I like it.
No, it's not. It's a bunch of baloney. The whole fact. Well, I'm not going to give it away. Dr. Jack in a few minutes. Good news and bad news. Which do you want first? The good news or the bad news?
You know what? Normally I would say give me the bad, but let's just start with the good.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Here's the story of Sherry Blackledge. 20 years ago, Sherry wrote her daughter, a young daughter, a heartfelt letter, and kept it by her bedside. And then on the wedding day, her daughter's wedding day, she finally gave it to her. The daughter said, "I had no idea the letter even existed." The most special part of the letter to me, I think, was toward the end. She wanted me to know how much love and happiness I brought to the family, and it made me feel like it was more complete with my brother, my mom, and my dad.
Aww.
It's a nice little picture. Now, why do I tell the story? This young lady is 22 years old. Said her mother was approached with the option to adopt her while working her job as a maternity nurse at a hospital in Laurel, Mississippi. So this woman was the adopted mother. She was the nurse on the floor when she was born. When they got to chit-chatting, my adoptive mother said she adopted a son 11 years earlier because they couldn't have children. Then my biological mother asked if she wanted to adopt me. They were talking, the mother of this girl, biological mother, talking to the nurse who ended up adopting her. And the lady, the nurse, who became the mother, wrote the letter when this young lady was 18 months old and saved it next to her bed for 20 years. I just think that it's this kind of stuff is so sweet and so appropriate for circumstances that most people just sort of pass off, they brush it off.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that here's part of the letter. Our dear little baby Brooke, as I write this to you, you're sleeping soundly in your baby bed. We just want you to know how much love and happiness you brought to our family. A precious baby girl to Daddy and me, and a baby sister to Brian. Before Daddy and I were married, I always said that if I had a girl, she would be named Brooke. You are our baby Brooke. And it goes on just to talk about how she's feeling. And it's just a sweet, sweet, and there's a picture in the story that I'm reading, which is on the ABC News site if you want to look at it, excuse me, of her on her wedding day, in her wedding gown, reading the letter and crying. It's just sweet
Aww.
Stuff. Just
cool.
Sweet, sweet. There's so much garbage in the world today. There's so much heaviness. There's so much baloney. That when you see something like that, I saw that last night, I thought, you know what, as much as it's not... It isn't the pounding news of the day, Ferguson and Trump and the wastewater spill in the gold mine and whatever else is going on in the Middle East. It's not that pound, pound, pound. But you know what? It's a good story, and it's a nice story, and I would wish it for you. If something like that could happen, if you could do something like that, or if you have done something like that, maybe you get credit. I'm not even in, it's not like a contest. It's just something that distracts us from this garbage that we don't have to deal with it, but we do deal with it every day. And the garbage includes the story of, yep, but there's a bright side to this story too. The death of David and Ornella Steiner, who died while hiking in the desert. But somehow or other, they managed to keep their son alive by giving him extra water. New Mexico authorities saying yesterday that's what they think happened. The Steiners apparently were unprepared for a desert hike in the White Sands National Monument. It was 100 degrees plus on that day, brought only 2 bottles of water. The park advises hikers to carry a gallon per person. The 9-year-old son that was with them was found next to his father's body. The kid was dehydrated but alive. The parents gave their son twice as much water to drink than they consumed, contributing to his survival. So, again, stories that may or may not make your day, but the parents, although foolish, and this speaks to something about the lack of common sense that is so prevalent today with people who are Jennifer's age and younger, honestly. The common sense quotient
is gone.
Is almost gone. There's none, or
and
very little of it.
Expect rescuing quite
what
a bit.
Do you
they don't think things through.
But no, I mean, what do you? What possesses you to go out on a hike in the desert in 100 degree heat with a 9-year-old boy? Are you out of your mind?
I know.
And then they die for what? What's the lesson
here?
The
kid didn't. The kid's the only survivor.
No, the child is okay. Child's okay. Okay, there's a study out today. Any comments? I'm just kind of moving through this. And
anything I'd say would sound very insensitive because I'm with you. These people need to, like, get it together. When you have a kid,
what is the matter?
You've got to start thinking.
How are you that clueless?
Like, get it together. Come on.
My heavens. All right.
You don't have to. And, you know, that's the other thing I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
People that are daredevils. Like, why do you have to go?
Evil,
on a hot
Knievel.
Day? Yeah, like, why do you have to go when it's 174 for a walk? I mean, stay home.
There's a movie.
Sit on your couch like other fat Americans.
There's a movie coming out. I saw the trailer for it this
Losers?
Past weekend. The movie is about when the World Trade Towers were built, the high wire act that went between the two of them. Do you remember that story? Kenny may, probably Jennifer doesn't.
I don't know.
What it's going to do, I don't know that it was the Willendas. I think it was one of the Willendas, but I don't remember. But what it's going to do, I sat there, both of us were looking at the screen, mesmerized, because they've recreated the Twin Towers for this movie. And it is an exact perfect likeness. I mean, you can take the old footage and create something with the way you can do the stuff, what do they call it? Computer generated stuff, but they call it something in the movies. I forget what they call it, but anyway, CGI. So they've got these computer generated graphics and images of the World Trade Center, and you look at them and you think, well, they are, I guess they aren't real, but they are real. And the story of this guy going, you know, putting a wire across and doing the walking across, it just is, it's a distraction from just sitting there looking at the World Trade Centers, the towers. It was bizarre. Really bizarre. Ooh.
I still love when you watch a movie and they pan through the skyline of New York City. You can see the old towers.
The old towers. Like, yep, right. All right, in a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. We'll talk about aspartame. We'll find out what's on the forbidden doctor list of things that you need to know. Speaking of things that you need to know, if you're one of the millions of American men and women who are suffering from thinning hair, may I suggest that you call this number right this minute while you're thinking about it, 800-525-8319. Is that too fast? 800-525-8319. You're going to call that number. If you have thinning hair, you're going to get your hair back or you're going to get your money back. That simple, that easy. This product, Provia, is proven to work on the causes of hair thinning. You don't have to fuss. You don't have to muss. Put the stuff in your hair and it cleanses the pores. Hair comes back again. Provia Serum, all natural, no side effects, so easy to use, so simple. 800-525-8319. Order Provia now, and you'll get, as an additional bonus, the Super Provia Concentrate. Well, two things work better than one, isn't that what they say? So you have two ways of cleansing the pores, and this has a volumizer in it, too, that makes your hair thicker and everything on your head looks so much better. So say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Say hello to somebody when you call 800-525-8319. Be friendly. Say, hi, I'm calling because Doug Steffen suggested that this is a way for me to get my hair back. What do you think? And the arbiter's going to say, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Mention my name, you get a priority upgrade, shipping free, Provia. 800-525-8319.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with my back-to-school tips that make the honor roll. Staples makes savings easier with their 110% lowest price guarantee and less list, providing budget-priced basic school supplies. Their Designed by Students collection features kid-inspired products to help with organization. Every MeetAWe school product purchase made at Staples allows you to pay it forward to overseas students in need with essential life supplies. The Slingbox M2 lets anyone watch live and recorded home TV content from anywhere using a free app on any internet-connected device and has no monthly fees. That means you can view what you normally do at home while you're away at school or on the go. It even includes free live video setup assistance. Seagate's Backup Plus storage devices simplify backing up your digital life by providing models with up to 8 terabytes of storage to protect your content on any mobile device, social network, or computer. Free apps make organizing and finding your photos and videos easier and are compatible with iOS, Android, and Kindle Fire. Kyocera's waterproof and drop-proof smartphones won't break or break the bank either. And they're feature-filled. The Hydra Wave is their newest model sporting 4G LTE Android reliability, a huge 5-inch impact-resistant touchscreen, and waterproof performance. Its budget pricing and service plans from MetroPCS and T-Mobile give it an A+. For more information on these affordable back-to-school tips and tools, go to BehindTheBuy.com. I'm David Gregg.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one. But with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, filler paper and folders, just 1 cent. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Filler paper limit 3, folder limit 10. In-store only while supplies last. Ends 8/15.
All right, so let's get to the heart of the medical matters that are of interest and import this week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you are gaining weight or you're depressed, have no energy, it's probably your thyroid. That was the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast. You're up to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people now taking this podcast, right?
Almost.
Almost
to that second number you just mentioned.
All right, that's good. So what do we have? What's the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast?
The latest one is the forbidden cure for heartburn and acid reflux.
Really?
Something that can usually be eliminated within 2 or 3 days of starting that procedure. And it's free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The information is.
Yeah, information. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so now we have Pepsi Cola today, a story at DougStefan.com about Pepsi Cola telling everybody, we are the heroes. We are farmers. No, that's what we are, Pepsi. Right. So they're getting rid of aspartame. I thought this would be a good time for a collective conversation about aspartame and some of these other sweeteners that are really not good for you. They're very bad for you. Aspartame, even that name sounds bad. So what is it?
Well, how does amino sweet sound? They're changing
so
the
better.
Name.
Amino
yes.
sweet.
Amino, like an amino acid. Yeah. There are two amino acids involved in the production of aspartame, which is now amino sweet, and these two amino acids break down with a methanol bridge between the two, so that when you drink this stuff, normal body temperature will free the methanol, wood alcohol, the thing we were warned about when we were kids not to drink, because it causes blindness.
Great.
Is actually released into the bloodstream by the...
We were told when we were kids lots of things caused blindness that weren't true.
Anyway. Well, there's some pretty good evidence for methanol.
Oh, okay. That even sounds horrible. Methanol sounds like it would kill you.
Well, it's an alcohol. It's an alcohol that has a different construction than ethanol, and the body can metabolize ethanol, but not methanol.
So we could drink gasoline and we'd be all set. Ethanol is made from corn or from any kind of forage.
Well, that's one of the that's one of the most common sources of it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But with aspartame, I mean, this is they're playing around with this stuff. G.D. Searle, the drug company, was playing around with this stuff back in the 80s. Because they thought they had found a new ulcer drug. And somebody said, hey, this stuff is really sweet. Mm-hmm. And so G.D. Searle, that was eventually absorbed by Monsanto, which, of course, has got the bad name now, put this product out and bypassed a lot of the required safety testing that was necessary for other things like saccharin. Saccharin finally got banned, and then it was back, and then there's saccharin warnings that wherever they're using saccharin now because it causes cancer in laboratory rats.
Great.
And there's plenty of independent studies on aspartame that had a very similar effect on animal tissue.
Right.
And so now, because of all the bad press, Pepsi's just dropped it all together. There's some other people getting ready to drop this sweetener. But look for the new name Amino Sweet, because that is what Monsanto is changing its name to.
Oh, Monsanto's responsible for this.
So that's my question. How do they get away with just changing the name of aspartame without changing not one little bit of the formulation?
Well, there's an underlying assumption there, Jen, that the FDA is working for you.
I would imagine that there's I don't think that they do, believe me, I'm not delusional, but I would imagine that there have to be a lot of watchdog groups that are going to keep an eye on.
Oh, there are. There's watchdog groups already raising hell about this. Mm. They're already upset that, no, you need to go back to the drawing board and start all over again and start releasing some internal tests that were going on. In fact, about the time that aspartame was approved, there was a change in the FDA director, and it was the approval of it was held up to until the new FDA director came in, and then after the new one.
Who used to work for Monsanto. A couple of years ago, Coca-Cola tested ads in newspapers defending the safety of aspartame. That's how easy it is to hoodwink people on stuff like this, especially if you've got the government behind you.
Well, you look at how much money Monsanto gives out every year for re-election campaigns.
Right, that's it, yeah. They are evil. That's Dr. Evil. His name is Monsanto. All right, so there's Jack. Don't forget to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Fast 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, where Greg Steben visits with us. It's Tech Talk time. Greg is the technical editor at Men's Health Magazine. If you want to find out how to get the bad guys, we're going to tell you how to use Facebook to do that. Google has a new name. One wonders what that brings to the surface. And there are other technology-related items that should be of interest and import to you, which come up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers
stores operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
All right, before we get to the heavy stuff with Greg Stebbin, there's a sheriff in Kentucky posting a flyer on their Facebook page asking drug dealers to turn in their competition. If you're a drug dealer, make sure you call the sheriff and tell him about your competition.
Please register yourself with right. the paperwork.
Well, you don't have to register yourself. You just have to register the other guy.
Yeah, right.
This is sort of anti-Yelp, isn't it?
And then when they catch the guy you've turned in, they'll come to your house and catch you, too.
Yeah. It's an interesting use of social media.
Do drug dealers use Yelp, Greg? That's a great question.
His
back alley location.
I'm taking the fifth on that.
All right. The folks at Google have created a new company name, and they have a new CEO. So what happened to Larry Page and Sergey Brin?
Well, so they've essentially created
the
a conglomerate. Yes, that was good. I was impressed. They've created a conglomerate called Alphabet, of which Google will be one of the companies. Mm-hmm. And I think this makes a lot of sense for Google for a lot of reasons, including it's going to make investors, well, it's going to give investors a lot more useful information. Because if you think about it, Google search is very, very profitable, although if you're an investor, you have to wonder, well, how's it standing up to things like Apple and Facebook? But if you look at the financial reports for Google, there's a lot of distractions like self-driving cars, and we're going to go to the moon, and we're going to cure cancer, and, you know, there's a lot of other things
going
on at Google.
They have so much cash, though, that they can do those sorts of things with their
cash. But it has an impact on the bottom line financially. So if they separate them, they can still show that Google, the search and web company, is kicking it, whereas these others are under control and you can see how they're doing as well. So I think this is something they probably had to do just under pressure from the investor.
Trading is up by 6% in after hours trading anyway.
Well, there you go. So the investors thought it was a great idea. Yeah.
It's an amazing company.
It is an amazing company.
Technology stuff today is just amazing. It really is. I mean, you look at this.
From the guy who got a flip phone over the weekend.
Yes, I did. Thank you very much. All right, so I'm, and my flip phone is assigned to Verizon. They are getting out of the phone subsidy business. So that's because everything's getting cheaper? Is that it?
Well, there's a couple of things going on. So now, if you are a Verizon customer or become one, they're not going to subsidize the phone. There will no longer be, and this frankly is a real threat to Apple, there will no longer be $199 iPhones from Verizon. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean they won't be available somewhere, but you're not going to get it directly from the carrier. Because and one of the reasons I believe is Verizon didn't gain anything by locking you into a phone contract like that.
They made you angry.
Well, that's right. I mean, there were a lot of bad sides to it. But the other thing is, there's so many phones now that are under $200 or around $300 that are killer phones.
You told us about the Moto G yesterday, I think.
Yeah, so and there's a Moto G that I'm holding, one called the OnePlus 2. Yeah. These are great phones, low price. You don't need a subsidy.
I want a 4 plus 4 or an 8 plus 8. Greg Stebbin, technology editor at Men's Health here on Good Day.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance at feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.